Welcome back in for the last part of our two-hour all-access party for the Rolling Stones' The Studio Albums Vinyl Collection, 1971 to 2016. I'm Dan Neer. After the record-breaking Steel Wheels tour, Bill Wyman officially left the band. Solo albums and tours followed, and in 1994, the Rolling Stones, with Daryl Jones playing bass, recorded Voodoo Lounge. That album hit number two on the charts and earned the Stones a Grammy for Best Rock Album in 1995. As usual, the tour that followed became the world's highest grossing tour of the time. One of the songs the band performed from Voodoo Lounge that stood out was You Got Me Rockin'.
Yeah, we recorded that in Ireland. It was a piano song that Keith wrote.
It was sort of a boogie-woogie song. We made it into a big rock tune after a while.
And we played it a lot on the last tour. I really enjoyed playing it.
Was a butcher caught in a meat. My hands were bloody. I'm dying on my feet. I was a surgeon till I stopped to shake. I was a falling, but you put on the brake. Hey, hey, you got me rocking now. Hey, hey, you got me rocking now. Hey, hey, you got me rocking now. I was a pitcher.
Got Me Rockin' from the Rolling Stones' Voodoo Lounge album. After the Voodoo Lounge tour, the Rolling Stones released two more studio albums over the next 10 years, 1997's Bridges to Babylon and 2005's A Bigger Bang. Each tour they embarked on set records and was always met with tremendous excitement. In 2016, they convened to record another studio album, but a curious thing happened. Mick Jagger.
We were cutting new songs, and we finished one, and we said, oh, let's just do a blues a minute, just for fun, just to relax. You know, because doing new songs is always a bit challenging, because you don't quite know how they're going to go. You can do them anyway. So let's just relax, and we play this blues. And we said, oh, that sounds really good. did you record that? And I said, yeah, I remember recording it. And then the producer, Don Wilde, said to me, he said, you better get a list of blues songs, so I think everyone's going to want to do more tomorrow. So I went and did my homework and sat at my computer and looked at my blues collection and made a list. I tried to pick the ones that we'd never done before. That was one criteria. And the other one was different tempos and different artists. And then that sort of came together. We did 12 songs and then we mixed it. And then I said, yeah, so what are we going to do with that then? So we decided to put it out, really simple. I mean, that was a really quick album.
Yeah! I was talking to the postman. He mentioned your name. It seemed like everybody knows about my good man. Kyla Plummer, darling, must be a leak.
Clapton guesting on guitar, Everybody Knows My Good Thing from the Rolling Stones' Blue and Lonesome album. Sadly, that was the last song that we have time to play from the new box set, but let's let Mick Jagger have the final word.
You always have to start out by imitating somebody, you know. In painting, some famous artists, they always start out by being an impressionist and then they become the most famous abstract artist, or an actor starts out by, you know, always imitating someone else's style, and then you develop your own, and I think that's what happened with this band and all the musicians that have played in it. You start off with one thing and then you mutate into another, and then but you still acknowledge the fact that these influences came from here and here and here, because not everyone knows that. And out of all this
different music out of all this blues, out of all this country music, out of all this jazz and dance music and reggae music. You know, you make something that's your own.
That just about brings our All Access behind-the-scenes look at the Rolling Stones' new box set, the Studio Albums Vinyl Collection 1971 to 2016, to a close. You can find the limited edition 20-disc, 15-album set with beautifully reproduced original artwork wherever you buy albums. Each record is pressed on heavyweight 180-gram black vinyl and comes with a download code for a high-quality digital version. The Rolling Stones, the Studio Albums Vinyl Collection 1971 to 2016 All Access was produced in New York and New Jersey by Near Perfect Productions for Rolling Stones Records, Universal Music Enterprises, all rights reserved. No portion may be reproduced without the written permission of the producers. Special thanks to Jamie Hartley of UME. I'm Dan Neer.
Hi, this is Mick Jagger of the Rolling Stones.
Hi, this is Keith Richards.
Hi, this is Charlie Watts.
Hey, this is Ronnie Wood, and I'm speaking on behalf of the Stones. Thanks for being there for us.